We are pleased to have as our guest speaker today Neil Malley, who's going to talk to us about Tai Chi. His talk will describe how Tai Chi is a non-competitive, self-paced system of gentle physical exercise and stretching performed in a slow, graceful manner with a focus on movement and breathing. It creates a state of relaxed awareness and cultivates internal energy. Neil Malley has been studying and teaching Tai Chi for over 25 years. He is also a student of Taoist philosophy or religion and has taken several trips to China. He is also a supporter of traditional Chinese medicine and is on the board of trustees of Yosan University, a nonprofit school of traditional Chinese medicine in Los Angeles.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me here. First, we'll start out with a survey. How many people have heard of Tai Chi? That's about everybody. How many have actually taken the step and gone to a Tai Chi class? Okay, that's less people. How many people are Tai Chi masters? Okay, so I guess I'll have to talk, even though I don't claim to be a Tai Chi master, but I'm just someone who has done it for a while. And I can tell you how I first kind of got interested in Tai Chi was that I was going to see an acupuncturist because I had some health problems with headaches. And this teacher, he was a Taoist master based in Santa Monica. His name was Washing Ni. And he taught Tai Chi classes at a park called Rustic Canyon Park in Santa Monica. And he said, well, you should come to the class. Come to the class. Check it out. And so, and he was probably, I'm guessing, in his 60s, somewhere in his 60s, which, you know, and he was in great shape, too, very, very good shape. So I went to this class, and there were maybe about 25 people outside in the park. It's in the morning. It's, you know, kind of like today, just a nice fall day. And we're out there, and we're starting to do some warm-ups, kind of some gentle movement and some stretching, and just kind of waking up, you could say. And then I said, this is not hard at all. This is so easy. Anyone could do this. And then he started to do this Tai Chi form. And he says, just follow along. And so I started to follow along and then very quickly got lost because it seemed like these moves would kind of come out of nowhere and all of a sudden he'd be changing direction and he'd be sinking down low. He'd have these high kicks he was doing. And it got kind of more into this energetic dance, and I just had to kind of stop and just watch because it was just too much. But it caught my interest for a couple reasons, and one reason being is this guy is what I considered then. I was in my 20s, I guess late 20s. This is an old guy. This guy is in his 60s, you know. But he's doing things I cannot do. And so that impressed me and all. So I started coming to, it's a weekly class on Sundays in Santa Monica, and I lived in Anaheim at the time, which is, you know, a bit of a trek. I mean, the gas was a lot cheaper in those days, so it wasn't as bad in the pocketbook. But slowly, I kind of got into it, I guess you could say, and started doing it, practicing at home. And it took a while, but I did I felt something. Something was going on. And it's, you know, it's hard to explain sometimes how you feel, but you just kind of feel it. And I felt my energy also was improving. My job, I'm a CPA, so my job is sitting down a lot, and it's all using my brain, such as it is. But basically indoors, sitting down at least 8 hours a day. In tax season, it's more than 8 hours a day. But I needed something to kind of counterbalance with just the sitting and all the energy kind of rushing up into the head. And so Tai Chi, doing these movements, has a way to kind of sink down your energy in your body so you're more grounded. And so that kind of appealed to me as well. I mean, the beauty of it is it's a matter of balancing your energy. It's kind of like accounting, really. In accounting, we always have to balance. You have to balance the books. And with your own energy, it's the same kind of thing. you have to kind of balance your own energy. You kind of have to understand what's going on inside your body and if you have any difficulties and what can you do to bring about some kind of change or balance. And so that's kind of been my little adventure myself, getting into Tai Chi. I can tell you historically that Tai Chi comes from China. And I'm not quite sure how they developed this system, but it's really based on self-defense. I mean, a lot of the moves, even though these moves in Tai Chi are they're done very slowly. If you've seen Tai Chi, it's done very slowly, but there's a punch, you know, there's a kick. So there's a basis in just self-defense. Because in the old days, I think you needed a little more self-defense from just the elements. We weren't as much indoors as we are now. And so it kind of started out with self-defense, but over time, it kind of became more of a meditative movement, kind of an internal movement, what they call a moving meditation. And so, again, it's more based on understanding your own energy and just energy in general. In fact, it's all about energy. That's the bottom line. And so, how many people here have too much energy? Those are the children, and they've left to go to RE, right? Those are the people with too much energy. Now, the rest of us, we could maybe use a little more energy, right? So where does it come from? How do we get our energy? Well, some of it comes from just your parents. If you have good genes, then you've got kind of a good foundation for your energy. The rest of it kind of comes from the food we eat and from the environment in general. Now, how many people spend a good amount of time outdoors, outside? Okay, maybe a few people. Okay. But the majority, it looks like, probably are inside. Like me, I'm an inside guy. I spend most of my time inside. Now, for people who are inside like me, and maybe most of you too, when I go outside, like just in my backyard, what I like to do in the morning is just go outside in my backyard and just kind of walk around while it's still kind of quiet before the day has really started. And just, to, you know, the sun is kind of coming up before it becomes 108 degrees like it has been this past summer. But just kind of tuning in a little bit to the energy of the day and just being around trees, the fresh air, such as it is, but kind of getting a certain feeling there. Because we're basically people, I can see we're all kind of children of nature. And there's a connection, obviously, between us and nature, and the sun and the moon and the stars and the etc. We get a feeling there from nature. And if we get outside and just kind of moving around and relaxing a little bit our bodies, we can get a certain feeling of our own internal energy. And Tai Chi, again, it's a matter of a gentle movement and kind of discovering our own energy. The same kind of energy that's found in acupuncture. Has anybody ever been to an acupuncturist at all or been involved with traditional Chinese medicine? That is a theory basically of energy, again, moving in our bodies through what are called meridians or channels. And they say sometimes things get stuck. So what an acupuncturist would do would kind of take a look at you, examine you. You'd stick out your tongue. They'd take your pulse. And they'd say, okay, we're going to just lay down and relax. We're going to start putting some needles in certain places in your body to see if we can kind of maybe release some blockages or any maybe tightness that you might have in your body. And if you can do that, then you might allow or feel the energy to kind of flow within your body. And that's the same kind of thing with like a Tai Chi movement too. You can kind of do it yourself by doing these gentle movements. You're kind of stimulating your own energy in your body. So that's kind of the basis of Tai Chi. I mean, there are some, you know, there have been some studies done and there are some benefits. So some of the benefits certainly would be flexibility, being a little more flexible, a little more relaxed, helping with your balance. Again, back to this balance question again. A lot of times as we get older, we start to lose a little bit of our balance. We feel a little bit off. And one way to kind of help improve your balance would be to do some kind of, you know, gentle movement, or just even walking. Now, there's really four basic positions that our bodies can be in through the course of the day. What do you think those are? Sitting, standing, lying down, and walking. Now, there's many variations of those positions, but those are the basic ones that we have. So I found myself sitting most of the time, and I still do. I find myself sitting most of the time. So what I do now to kind of balance that out is I do more standing. And the standing I do, in fact, are you interested in joining me for a little standing? Okay, please stand up. Okay, just have your feet about shoulder width apart. And standing kind of straight, what you can do just to kind of test yourself, just kind of rock forward a little bit on your feet and rock backwards on your feet a little bit, but try to find somewhere that you're equally balanced on both your feet and on both your legs so you don't feel like you're over on one side or over on the other side. So try to find your kind of balancing point. And then what you want to do is just slightly, as if you're sitting down, just sink down, keeping your body straight. And so you feel more now that your weight is more on your feet and the upper part of your body, like the head, neck, and shoulders, that should feel lighter or more relaxed. Anybody can feel that okay? Okay. And then the next thing you want to do is you curl your tongue and place it on the roof of your mouth just behind your teeth. I won't do that now because I'm talking, and it'll be hard for me to talk. So you can do that, though. And if you want, you can close your eyes, or if you keep your eyes open, but just relax your eyes. And the breathing is just natural, but see if you can, when you breathe, feel it maybe in your abdomen. Feel the diaphragm kind of moving up and down. So this is what we call in the Tai Chi just kind of a preparation move. This is getting ready to move. This is kind of relaxing your mind, kind of letting all your thoughts kind of go away for a while, and just focusing on your body, paying it, what's going on in your body? Do you have a stiff neck? Is your shoulder sore? Is your knee hurting? What's going on? It's more kind of just an internal awareness. And then we can start to move. But in your case, why don't you go ahead and just take a seat? Now, that wasn't so hard, was it? So how do you feel? Do you feel any difference at all? Just anything that comes to mind? Anything come up? Or is just, you do this all the time, obviously. You stand up. We all stand up all the time. But when you stand up, do you really kind of pay attention to what's going on? In fact, with the Tai Chi movement, there's a very strong connection between our bodies and our minds, and that they're together. So the body and mind are kind of synced up, which is a little bit different than some people, like my wife who is here, when she goes to the gym, she might go on a stationary bicycle, but she's reading a book. Now, I'm not saying that's bad that she does that, but there's a separation. Her body is doing one thing. Her mind is doing something else. So with this Tai Chi movement, we try to bring the body and mind together because it's very important to pay attention to what you're doing. If you don't pay attention to what you're doing, the results can really be fatal. I mean, seriously fatal, because You know cases too, I know someone as well. One of my coworkers, her daughter's boyfriend, was driving in a car and I guess evidently texting and ran into a truck, and unfortunately that was the end of him. That was it. And so, you know, the problem was he wasn't paying attention, you know, to the driving. And most times it's not fatal like that. But, you know, always paying attention to what you're doing is very, very important. And so the Tai Chi exercise kind of forces you to pay attention, because it seems like it's more difficult to do things slowly than it is to do things quickly. Like if you're just walking, like if I'm going to just walk here, I'm not really thinking about it too much. But if I'm going to walk slowly, I really have to kind of pay attention to what I'm doing. Otherwise, I might fall over. So it's a different kind of feeling. It's like a slow motion. And when you do things slowly and you kind of pay attention, you kind of get into a certain meditative state, and it kind of things fall away. You can say the outside world kind of falls away. So in a sense, it is like a meditation, really. So I guess as far as I mentioned some of the benefits. There are some medical benefits, too. There have been some studies done that say that Tai Chi has improved people with arthritis conditions or hypertension or heart disease, maybe some sleep problems, those kinds of things. So there are some benefits to do. I tell you, another benefit is it doesn't, other than maybe taking classes, it doesn't cost too much in terms of special equipment. You don't really need to have any, you know, gear, so to speak. You know, you don't even have to wear shoes if you don't want to. You could even do it inside your house. I like to do it inside or maybe in my backyard, something like that. You don't have to join a club or a spa or something like that. But I'll tell you, the difficult thing is it can be somewhat complicated. And that can put people off, because I've taught Tai Chi before. And sometimes people come into a class and they're very excited and interested. But after about the third or fourth class, it's like, it's too complicated, and people don't show up or whatever. So that's the only negative I can think of, is you have to kind of get through a certain learning curve where you can actually feel something, that you're kind of getting something from it. Like I like to play the guitar. When I first started learning how to play the guitar, it was very painful for my fingers, you know, to kind of get the chord right and change chords, and it was just so painful. It's like, gosh, why am I doing this? But once you kind of get through this painful process, you develop the calluses in your fingers, then you can kind of move on and all. So it's a bit of a, I guess it's a test of your patience, I guess you could say. But that would be the only negative, is it can be somewhat complicated and all. But once you learn a certain form, and it can be a short form, it doesn't have to be a long, long form, you have something like, you know, it's like you've learned a dance. You've learned this energetic dance, and you know it. You don't have to think about, you know, which way is my arm going to go? How do I step? You just kind of know it. And once you know it, then the mind, instead of kind of watching the person you're trying to follow and trying to follow that person, your mind really goes inside. And so you're kind of just paying attention to your own energy and seeing how your own energy moves and all. And it's different all the time. Even though there's a certain form here, every day your energy is going to be a little bit different. Sometimes you might be very energetic. Other times you might be a little on the low side and all. So it's always going to be different. And one of the things I like about this Tai Chi movement is that at the end, when you finish, whether it's 5 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour or whatever, how much time you have, at the end, instead of feeling depleted or exhausted, you really feel more energized. And that's a big difference between what I call regular aerobic exercise. I mean, I'm nothing against aerobic exercise, but if you're running or if you're doing something very, very strenuous and physical, you can only do that for so long, unless you're in great shape. But at a certain point, you have to stop. If it's running at some point you're going to get tired and you're going to say, I got to stop. And when you stop, you need some time to recover. It might be just a couple minutes or whatever, but you need a little bit of time just to kind of get your energy back. Where with this type of movement, with Tai Chi movement, after doing a Tai Chi form, when you're done with it, in a sense, you're kind of gaining energy. And that's the interesting thing about it, is you can think of your body as a bank, an energy bank. And so the question is, you know, you need to make deposits to the energy bank. Because if you're spending all the time your energy, what's going to happen? The savings account is going to go down, and you're going to have to start borrowing, borrowing money or borrowing energy. And that's going to kind of deplete your body. So that's why I say it's kind of all about the energy and kind of understanding your own energy, your own body, and what you can do to enhance it. Another thing I discovered about doing Tai Chi was just how tight my body was. And it still is tight. I can't say I'm very flexible or loose, but at least I know now how tight I am. Before, I couldn't really tell. And so one of the things they say in Tai Chi, a very important principle, is just relaxation. Just being relaxed in your body. And relaxation is not just this kind of relaxation, kind of a limp, raggedy doll kind of relaxation, but it's relaxed with some focus or some attention. And it's not really tight. Like, this is tight. You can kind of see this is like really, really tight. And this is really, really loose. And so you're trying to find something kind of in between that. And so there might be certain parts of your body, at least for me personally, it's like head, neck, and shoulders tend to get really, really tight because, again, I'm sitting down all the time. My energy's always kind of coming up into my head and kind of getting a stiff neck or a headache or something like that. So something to counterbalance that would be some kind of movement moving down. As far as, you know, for example, sleep problems, I've had some sleep problems in the past as well. And what I found is, again, to bring the energy down, something just like a foot massage is one way to kind of bring the energy down, or just putting your feet in warm water, something, just anything to kind of bring energy back down again. So what goes up, you know, must come down, so you have kind of a circular flow of your energy. Another thing I like about the Tai Chi is there is a way, I guess, to deal with my life. When things come at me, there are two basic choices when something comes at me, like a problem or a difficulty. One way is to try to attack that problem with using my own energy. Another way is to take a step back and to what we call yield a little bit, to back off a little bit. Like, just for example, a case like at work. If I'm at work and I'm talking to someone on the phone and they are starting to get a little angry or upset, I could also kind of get angry and upset back at that person. And that's what we call kind of feeding the fire. And then they're going to get a little more, and then I'm going to get a little more, and all of a sudden, we're kind of at a high level. Whereas if I just listen to what they're saying, and maybe in a calm way say something, then that kind of prevents this kind of fire from spreading. So it's this concept of yielding. And I don't think we're really used to yielding in our quote-unquote Western society. We want to be number one. We want to win, you know. It doesn't really matter. We just want to go and win. In Tai Chi, the philosophy is you need to invest in loss in order to win. So maybe initially it might be perceived that you're losing because maybe you're retreating or you're yielding to something. But then again, it's not a one-way street. It's not always just yielding. There's a balance here. So once after a while we yield for a while, okay, then it might be time to kind of push through or push forward. So you have this kind of concept that things are at least two-sided. There's always two sides. It's not just my side. I think I'm always right. I know I'm not always right, but I think I'm always right. But being able to listen to someone else's side, even though I don't agree with what they're saying, but just to listen to somebody else, to be open to that. Again, that's part of this, you could say, Tai Chi philosophy, if you will. And so the movements you do, it kind of incorporates into your life, or it can incorporate into your life. So throughout the course of the day, you just do what needs to be done, using a minimum of your energy, not overdoing it. Just do just enough to get the job done and all. Have I got the job done yet? I don't know. I'm not sure what the time is about. Is there some more time to talk?
Just a few more minutes to talk.
Okay. What else I can say, I guess, about Tai Chi? Is that it really helps you connect with the natural environment. I mean, a long time ago, we didn't have as much technology as we have now. We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have some of these things that really now kind of really protect us from the environment. So we've kind of lost, at least in my opinion, a little bit of our just natural ability to adapt to our environment, because technology has helped us so much. Because we have cars, we can drive places, you know, we have all these things we can do. We don't even have to leave the house anymore to order food. We don't, you know, we're not hunter-gatherers anymore. We just go to the store, we just call up, and things kind of come to us, which is very easy, and it's very good. And technology has improved so much over the years. But when it just comes to our basic humanity or our basic human nature, that really hasn't changed in thousands and thousands of years. That's pretty much the same. And we still have, I mean, we still have our difficulties. We still have, you know, relationship maybe issues, or we have our own problems and all that have not been solved by technology or have not been solved by a pill. I mean, when I was brought up, it was more like, you know, you take this pill and everything is going to be fine. That is going to solve your problems and all. But I don't think that's worked out so well. Nothing against pills and all. But one thing I kind of gravitated to was more of a natural healing process. And that's through this acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine. And I got involved there just from my own personal experience. But what I found with that type of healing is it's a more gentle form of healing. It kind of allows your own body to work, as opposed to maybe taking a strong medication to kind of wipe out the disease. When you take a strong medication, say to wipe out a disease, your own natural healing power is diminished somewhat. But sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes we have to, you know, you need to kind of call in the reinforcements and all. But doing that over time, I believe, kind of weakens your own natural immunity, your own immune system. And so with this kind of Eastern system, if we will, acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine system, the idea there is, again, to give you just enough medicine to help your own body get better. That's the theory of it anyway. And instead of giving, you know, sometimes you have to, again, take the strong medicines or the bitter herbs. In Chinese medicine, they're giving you these herbs to drink. Maybe you might make a tea or something like that. And sometimes to drink the bitter tea, it doesn't taste so good. But for what it does inside your body, it kind of helps stimulate things, keep things moving again. So, another thing I wanted to throw out there. So the whole system of like Tai Chi really comes from this foundation of, you could say, ancient Chinese Taoism or philosophy. And there's a whole modality of things that are out there that are natural things that you can do that don't require any special equipment or don't cost a lot of money. And these are things that have been, I guess, time-tested over thousands of years. And they've been around, and the reason people still go back to this is evidently they must work to some extent. And that's why they're still around. So, okay, that's basically all I have to say. So I would say thank you very much for listening, and take care. Oh. Let me say just one more thing. There's a lot of books about Tai Chi, but there's one book here that I would recommend if you're just interested in learning a little bit about Tai Chi. And it's called The Essence of Tai Chi by Wei Sun Liao, L-I-A-O. This is a very small book, but it packs a lot of power. Thank you.